The Leaders of the New Century Project presents Jack Welch on Leadership, interviewed by Mark Thompson. I'm your host, Richard Wilson. In every profession, there's always one leader, one person who stands out from the rest. In the world of business, one person stands out as the undisputed king of the CEOs, Jack Welch. No one in corporate America is more imitated, admired, envied, and quoted in the business press. During his 20 years as chairman and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch created the most valuable company in the world, worth about $500 billion, a cool $500 billion. But it wasn't always easy for Jack. In the tough neighborhood where he grew up, they beat up kids like Jack Welch. He was smaller than most kids on the hockey team and had a terrible stammer. His youth was anything but easy or privileged.
I always loved pedigrees, maybe because I didn't have one, so maybe I was overreacting to that.
As with most young careers, Jack's early days with the company were filled with success, failure, and adventure.
One of the biggest surprises was when I blew up a factory, and I was the lead engineer, and I blew the factory sky high, and I had to go down and see my boss. And my boss's boss, because this was quite an accident.
When Jack stepped into the CEO's job, he had some big shoes to fill. The man who gave him the job was already one of America's most admired CEOs, and General Electric was already one of America's most successful and largest industrial companies. But Jack had a different view. He thought GE was an overly bureaucratic company that could do much better. So he forced the company through a series of painful and infamous changes. During the 1980s, he was the CEO everyone loved to hate. Magazines and newspapers called him Neutron Jack as he laid off tens of thousands of people. By the 1990s, the Jack Welch revolution at GE was producing amazing results. His business record gave rise to a new image. He became an evangelist for customer service. He attacked bureaucracy and invented boundaryless behavior. He reinvented the notion of excellence with his Six Sigma quality control programs. He became famous for rewarding his best people like stars and made an old company act like a young entrepreneurial one.
And the job of a leader is to give people the opportunity to try things they never thought they could do. And then when they succeed, they'll try bigger things and bigger things. So this idea of developing self-confidence is a key attribute of good leaders.
GE is the only surviving company that remains from the original Dow Jones average, started back in 1896. The most remarkable thing about Jack Welch is that GE was not just the master of one industry. It has been the master of many totally unrelated industries. You could take GE's companies and spin them off. 13 of them would make it onto the Fortune 500 list of largest companies. And most important from a leadership standpoint, when Jack finally selected a successor to take his job, the executives who did not win the top spot were so highly respected that they were hired within days to be CEOs of other Fortune 500 companies. It's not every day that you find a leader who selects and grooms people so well that the runners-up on his team are just as highly prized as the winner. Let's hear what Jack has to say about the idea of success through failure.